the lucky you to you, it's the Sons of the Pioneers!
Well, howdy, folks, and a great big Western welcome to all of you from the lucky you for 52. The new year is just a day ahead of us, but we're going to try to catch up right now by taking us a fast ride across the Texas Plains.
I want to drink my tavern from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on those Texas plains.
Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. I'm just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Well, now these city lights and these city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone, I want to be back home, back on those Texas plains.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill, I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on those Texas plains.
Oh, thank you very much. Old Stuart wrote himself a dandy.
I grab, we went through them Texas plains faster than a Republican going through Missouri.
Yeah, Shug, I guess we did it that. But Shug.
Huh?
I'm a little surprised that you even showed up today.
Showed up? Now, what in the cat heard of a matter with you,
well,
Harriman?
After what happened at Betty's party down at the schoolhouse.
Well, I didn't mean that if I was planning to... You. Well, what did I do?
Shug, have you forgotten the incident of the fancy gun handling that you showed the folks?
Well, Betty told us to dress like the old wild and woolly days of the West and to wear our six gun.
Yeah, but she didn't say anything about shooting those six guns.
Well, I made a slight mistake there.
Slight? First, you wanted to show everybody how quick you were on the draw, so what happened? You get it stuck in your holster and shoot a hole in the floor of the schoolhouse.
Well... The place needed cross ventilation anyway.
And then, as if that wasn't enough, you have George Putnam put a cigarette in his mouth and you're going to shoot it out.
Well, didn't I?
Yeah, except it was out of Frankie Messina's mouth and he was standing on the opposite side of the room.
Well, how'd I know that bullet is going to bounce off a black bullet?
I don't know, but I hope that you'll apologize to Betty when she arrives.
Well, I'll not only apologize, I'll even tell her I'm sorry.
In fact, you can do it right now, because here she comes.
Well, I'll be back after I think of something to say.
And you better come back. Hi, Betty.
Hi, fellas.
You know, we sure do want to thank you for the swell New Year's party, Betty. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I certainly enjoyed having all of you. I thought it was fun, too.
Say, Betty, how's it seem to get back to teaching after the holidays?
Well, I'm real glad to get back, Lloyd. And you know, there's usually a row of bright red apples waiting for me on my desk. But this morning, guess what?
What?
The youngsters all brought me bags of peanuts instead.
Ah, and I'll just bet every one of those kids knew that planters is the word for peanuts, Betty.
Oh, they sure did.
That's my girl, Betty. And today, you know, I'd like to send a helpful hint along our Lucky You line to you wives and mothers who pack lunches for your hardworking husbands and those kiddies in school. You know, you can give them as much body-building protein as a beefsteak contains by just slipping a nickel bag of Planters salted peanuts into every single lunchbox. Now, of course, no one eats Planters peanuts just because they're nutritious. No, sir, they eat them because they're so delicious. They always taste so good. And that's because Planters peanuts are extra good to start with. Why, they're the best gosh darn eaten peanuts in the crop. They're roasted and toasted and salted in a special way to bring out all their rich, meaty peanut flavor. Yes, you really get your nickel's worth when you look for the salted peanuts with a picture of Mr. Peanut on that bag. Remember, anytime, anywhere, Planters is the word for peanuts. The word for peanut oil and for peanut butter, too.
His electric guitar and kind of a round robin of all the boys with Farewell Blues. Say, Lloyd, who's going to receive our first 1952 Gold Eat Award?
A man in Colorado named John Barnes Jr., Ken.
Well, I'm sure glad that person was decided on, Lloyd. He did a wonderful good deed. After I tell our new listeners about our gold deeds, will you read the letter?
I sure will, Ken.
Well, friends, these gold deeds Lloyd and I are talking about are honest-to-gosh legal deeds to an acre of our Lucky You Ranch. We give away an acre every day to a person who has done someone a good deed. Now, the way we award our gold deeds is by screening the letters you listeners send in. Letters in which you tell us about a friend or a neighbor who has done more than his share to help someone less fortunate. So if you know of anybody you think deserves a gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land, write us in care of ABC, Hollywood 27, California. We'll read every letter very carefully. Will you read about John Barnes, Jr., Lloyd?
I sure will, Ken. The letter says, "Dear Pioneers, I'm enclosing a clipping about a wonderful man, and to all of us stationed here at Camp Carson, we feel this man did a very extraordinary thing. The article is from the Rocky Mountain News of Denver, Colorado. It tells about a section foreman in Parkdale, Colorado, and his crewman who carried a piano across a teetering, swinging footbridge over the roaring Arkansas River in order to bring happiness to a sick little 10-year-old girl. This little 10-year-old girl is suffering from rheumatic fever and can't attend public school. Her home is located in the heart of the Royal Gorge in Canyon City and is reachable only by a steep, winding mountain road. and finally by a swinging footbridge. This wonderful section foreman found out that the doctor had told the parents of this little 10-year-old girl that it'd be good for her to keep up her music to fill the gap in her inactivity. So he, with the help of his men, helped carry a piano across the swaying bridge and up the hill to this little girl's home. His name is Section Foreman John Barnes, Jr. The letter is signed sincerely, Sergeant Freddie McMullen, 8th Air Force Rescue Squadron, Camp Carson, Colorado.
Thank you, Lloyd. John Barnes, Jr. sounds like a wonderful guy, and it'll be lucky us on the lucky you to have a neighbor like that. And thank you, Sergeant McMullen, for writing us about Mr. Barnes. And besides our gold deed, we'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It's entitled Hello, Way Up There, written by Lloyd Perryman and Bob Nolan.
Shook, you came up so quietly, I didn't even hear you. Sort of different from the way you were at my party.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you. That is, I've been figuring out how I could go about how to... Oh, Betty, you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Shook, you don't have to apologize.
Really, Betty?
Why, no, I thought you behaved like a real country gentleman.
Country gentleman? Well...
Yeah, but Betty didn't say from what country.
You better button your lip there, Kenneth. I'll stomp you. And Betty, I want you to know that I sure did injure you. I had a good time.
Well, thank you, Shug. Tommy, did you enjoy yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad. But you made me a promise, and you never did keep it.
I did, Betty? What was the promise?
Well, you promised to sing, but you never did.
Oh, well, when Shook started thinking he was one of the James boys, well, things got kind of confused, and I just didn't get a chance.
Well, I know, but will you do it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to stand right here where I can hear every word.
Someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a racing memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. I miss you more and more every day, my mammy land. Honey, you're simply grand down yonder when the folks get the news. Don't wonder at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me. The hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ethan and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me. Waiting down yonder for me.
Thank you, Tommy. I really like that.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Say, Betty.
Yes, Lloyd?
You know, it took me a long time to get around to that, but you made me a promise that night, too, remember?
You mean about writing down that recipe for making donuts?
No, it had something to do with a wedding.
A wedding?
Hold her just a minute there, Perryman.
Don't get excited, Tommy. It was only a duet that Betty and I were going to sing.
Oh, of course, and it was called Wedding Bells. Gee, Tommy, you sound like you were actually upset, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, you always know just the right thing to say. You know, I'd like to do that song right now if you had the time, Lloyd.
Let's take the time.
All right, I'd love to.
I have the invitation that you sent me. You wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another, but I hope you're happy just the same. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel that should be ringing now for you and me. Down the aisle with someone else you're walking. So wedding bells will never ring for me.
I planned a little cottage in the valley. I even bought a little band of gold. I thought someday I'd place it on your finger, but now the future looks so dark and cold.
Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. I hear the children laughing now with glee. At home alone I hang my head in sorrow. Those wedding bells will never ring for me. Wedding bells will never ring for me.
of fun, Betty.
I enjoyed it too, Lloyd.
Say, Betty, you know who I think had the most fun at your party?
No, who, Lloyd?
Well, the fella who's coming up the path right now. Dink Swink from down at the crossroads. How are you, Dink?
How are you, Dink?
Howdy, Fred.
Well, I'm just fine, Dink, but I'm Lloyd.
I don't care. I figured it was time I fetched myself up to the right to see if you fellas is making out all right.
Well, now that's right. Nice of you, Dink. We're getting along just fine.
My jings, I'm glad to hear that. I was listening to you fellas on my radio as I was walking up here. You know, that Fred Farr sure does some nice picking on that electric banjo of his, don't he?
Yeah, but that's Carl Farr, Dink, and it's an electric guitar.
I don't care. Sounded almost as good as a banjo.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Dink, but tell me, didn't you say you were listening to us on your radio while you were walking up from the crossroads?
Hey, you got yourself a right fit and memory there, Fred. I said that all right. I was wearing my earphones. Heard you all the way up to the creek.
Well, you must have a portable radio, huh?
Nope, Fred.
Oh.
Just got a long wire on my earphones. Must stretch upwards to 2 and 3 miles.
Yeah.
My jings, there's that pert school ma'am that had us over to her house for that party the other night, ain't it?
That wasn't her house, Dink. The party was held in the schoolroom.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I thought there was an awful lot of furniture. How are you, Ethel?
Her name is Betty.
I don't care. I sure had myself a rip-snorting time at your gathering.
Well, I'm glad you did, Dink.
Yeah, I went to work and won the prize, you know.
Yes, I know. I hope you liked it.
Liked it? My jings, I was plumb near tickled to death. I've always wanted a pair of them there spats.
Well, I'm glad, Dink.
Yeah. And the next morning, I went to work and put them on over my boots. And when I went out to slop the hogs, by jings, they sure set up and took notice.
I just bet they did, Dink. But tell me, where did you get that frontier outfit that you wore at the party?
Didn't that look swell?
Oh, that was something.
Belonged to my daddy, Fred.
I'm Lloyd.
I don't care. You know, my daddy weighed Summers close to 350 pounds.
350 pounds?
My jings, there's that echo again.
Oh, that was me, Dink. 350 pounds is a lot of weight.
Yep. My daddy was a big man on the frontier.
I can imagine.
Come to think of it, he was a big man on the back tier, too.
Yeah.
Well, I have to fetch myself back to the store. Hey, if you're planning to do any more of that picking and singing, play loud till I get to the creek. That's where I left my earphones.
We will, Dink. Do you like there's a long, long trail?
Well, it's all right if you walk slow and drink a lot of water.
Yeah, but if you don't mind, we'll just sing.
I don't care. So long.
So long, Dink.
till my dreams all come true. Till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
Thank you very much, folks. Say, Hugh, did we get any thoughts through the mail today?
Yes, Lloyd, I got one which I think it's a very good one. Would you like to hear it?
I would, and I know our listeners would, too. Hugh, who's it from?
Well, it's from Mrs. Avon, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona. She writes that through the years she's had her share of troubles, but from financial reverses to sickness. But a few years ago, when things were rough for her, she found a motto, which to her is now a way of living. She says, never look backward, but always forward. Because it's not what you've lost, but what you have left that counts.
Well, now that is a good way of living, Hugh. It's not what you've lost, but what you have left that counts. Makes a whole lot of sense. Say, how about it, Pioneers? Let's dedicate a bright western tune to Mrs. Avon, who certainly has a bright outlook on life. It's Trail Herdin' Cowboy.
Cowboy, hop on your pony, singing ho. Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio singing ho.
Long weary days and a dusty road to travel, but we'll make the boss pay for all this battle driving cattle.
Light-hearted, carefree, trail herding cowboy, singing ho. Moving doggies, time is wasting, singing ho.
Heel-y-o.
I'm not impatient, but why don't you hasten, singing ho.
Heel-y-o. You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that you're captivating, confiscating.
On well and hold this trail, herding cowboy, singing ho.
Heel-y-o.
Straight from his mother singing ho.
Heel-y-o.
Trail herding cowboy, there goes another singing ho.
Heel-y-o. Follow the doggies through endless days of sunshine. When this drive is over, we'll take our fun time all at one time.
Makes me a happy trail herding cowboy singing ho.
Those little dust eddies around the old corral tell us that the afternoon breeze is crowding that morning sun way back into the west, which means it's time to get on back to ranching again. You know, we've enjoyed our first visit in 1952 with you, and we'll be back tomorrow at the same time for another half hour of visiting. Hope to see you then. And until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of the Lucky You gang, so long for today. America's
episode on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.